Tia Amoy Roberts is a junior at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School.
The reality of the situation is issues pushed by my white peers get more media coverage. Because that is how it is, and that is how it's always been. And so how do we push and make sure that our voices are heard as well? We just keep talking.
Tia lost her favorite school security guard, Aaron Feiss, in the shooting. And some of her friends, too. A few days after participating in the March for Our Lives protest in D.C., Tia and some of her Black classmates called a press conference.
The Black Lives Matter movement has been addressing this topic since the murder of Trayvon Martin in 2012. Yet we have never seen this kind of support for our cause, and we surely do not feel that the lives or voices of minorities are valued as much as those of our white counterparts.
Tia says she doesn't think most news stories about the school really represent her and her non-white classmates.
Well, here we are. Can you see us?
And they want people to see gun violence as more than school shootings.
You know, gun violence is what happens in these impoverished communities. Gun violence is mass shootings. Gun violence is, you know, domestic abusers killing their partners. Gun violence is also police brutality. And we know that, you know, police brutality disproportionately affects Black people and people of color. And so when talking about gun violence, we do have to have the conversation about race.
She gives her most visible classmates in the Never Again movement credit for addressing racial disparity. This is David Hogg in a Twitter live stream event.
If this happened in a place of a lower socioeconomic status or a place where, like a Black community, no matter how well those people spoke, I don't think the media would cover it the same.
One of the things that I love about Douglas, especially right now, is most of the time they're having these courageous conversations regardless of the race that they claim.
Tia is very involved on campus. She's a member of the school's debate team, a step team dancer, and vice president of a mentorship group. A week before the shooting, she helped organize a Black History Month show at Marjory Stoneman Douglas with some friends, including Mayling Hoshing.
It's painful to see that, you know, when while we try to talk about it, it was a problem.
Mayling is also a junior at the school and part of the Never Again movement. She says at the show, she and some of her Black classmates wanted to make a statement about Black Lives Matter and police shootings in Black neighborhoods. The day of the show, the student organizers decided to add a direct rebuttal to a student letter that ran in the Stoneman Douglas newspaper entitled All Lives Matter.
The rebuttal was pretty much saying that the Black Lives Matter movement is a respected movement. And just because you don't have to experience it does not mean that it's, you know, it's absurd and ridiculous that you don't have to experience the fear that when you have take out your phone or go to get your ID, you know, that you may be shot.
At the assembly, the student reading the statement about Black Lives Matter, her mic got cut off and she was told to get off stage.
They didn't see us cry backstage holding each other.
In an emailed response to WLRN, a Broward school spokesperson wrote, "The Black Lives Matter statement was an unapproved presentation that was not rehearsed as part of the show." The email goes on to say the school is committed to providing learning environments that foster inclusion and respect. Mayling knows they didn't get approval in advance, but for her, it feels like a double standard. Right now, students from her school are being applauded for not asking for permission. They're speaking out, walking out, and making their voices heard. That's what Mayling says she and her friends were trying to do at the Black History Month show.
We show our predominantly white school how we feel and what our families feel, what Black people feel on a daily basis.
Mayling's mom saw how upset her daughter was when she got home from school that day. After that, and after the school shooting, Vicky Hoshing encouraged Mayling to channel her frustration into activism.
This is how you temper that conversation. You can't be full out angry or else they're going to say you're the angry Black girl. How do I interject my views? How do I influence change? How do I organize my friends? How do I get us all on one shared platform?
Mayling's friend, Tia, had a similar conversation with her mom, Tina Johnson.
Well, as a Jamaican, we always instill within her, you have a voice. Your voice is strong. It can be heard. Whatever it is that you want to see change, you have to be that change.
The problem is that people get uncomfortable with the conversation of race.
Batia is fine with having those uncomfortable conversations.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas is like a microcosm for the real world. Like, oh yeah, Tia, you're black, but like you're not black black. But it's like, yeah, I am. I've had to tell so many people not to say the N-word. Oh man, sorry, I thought we were cool. Just do not say it around me. You know, do not say it around other black people, because not everybody is as nice as I am.
Since the shooting at her school, Tia says she's seen her peers really come together in an effort to heal. And classmates are starting to have thoughtful discussions about the intersections of race and gun violence and even police shootings.
We like to be quote unquote woke. I think that's one of the trademarks of this generation and of millennials. We don't like to be wrong, and we want more than anything to be on the right side of history. And so to make sure that we're having these courageous conversations, it's something that we really emphasize.
As Marjorie Stoneman Douglas students advocate around gun violence, Tia and her friends say they'll be right beside their white peers, making sure their voices and the voices of other students of color are not left out. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.